Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Are you here, everyone?
Yes,
my name is Prophet Simon. How was your night? You had a great week. Let's push. You know, today's theme is victors, not victims. Victors and not victims. You know, yesterday I observed something on the internet. I started laughing. I observed it was Dr. Bill Winston's birthday. So when I observed, I started laughing. I said, I will celebrate the birthday with a powerful sermon today. Such a lovely, powerful man of God. Proverbs 30:32. Proverbs 30:32. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or you have devised evil, put your hand on your mouth. Let's see it in the TPT rendition. The TPT rendition. See how my daughter is looking at me. Say, what is happening? This man looks strange. He said, if you have acted foolishly by drawing attention to yourself, if you have thought about saying something stupid, you had better shut your mouth. Let's see it in the NLT's rendition. If you have been a fool by being proud, who are proud people? Foolish people. Or plotting evil, cover your mouth in shame. Let's see it in NIV's rendition. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you have planned, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. If you have foolishly exalted yourself, or if you have plotted evil, put your hand on your mouth. Now go back to the NKJV. Or the old KJV, rather. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy mouth. How do you stop evil? Close your mouth. That's what the Bible is saying. Now lift your hands and say, I'm victorious. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I refuse to be a victim. I'm a victor. Your life, your mouth, listen, primarily was not created for you to chop. Life is 100% spiritual. There's nothing natural about life. Because the one that created what you call natural is supernatural. So if the supernatural gave birth to what you call the natural, then the natural is not natural. It's supernatural. You are the one that discovered it and called it natural. But what gave birth to the natural is what? Supernatural. That's why the Bible said, the things that are not seen control the things that are seen. Are you here? There's nothing natural. The blind man said, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. He got his sight back. Naturally, they've concluded that he cannot see. People who had no hand in scripture got their hands back. Naturally, it was concluded that they will never have hands again. Are you here tonight? Are you feeling full of the Holy Spirit? Don't feel dull, okay? We are not victims, we are victors. The Bible said in John 5:6. John 5, let me start talking about the victims here. John 5:6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now long time in that case. Let's see it in the NKJV so that it will be straightforward. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time. Now, who did Jesus see there? Let's go from verse 5. So that we've tried to... Now, a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. The man had what? What was his case? Church, how many of you have ever read about this man in scripture? How many of you went to Sunday school here? What was the man's case? If you know, raise your hand. I stand up and tell us. He was a leper. Okay. She got it right. Hallelujah. For how many years? Although the scripture calls it an infirmity. For 38 good years. My God. Meaning he was used to it. Imagine you've been like this for 30 something years. It means you were used to it. It became your norm, your way of life. Are you listening? In fact, people were used to him in that condition. You know, you can be used to somebody in a condition. I pray this goes down well. I was watching someone, one or two people singing, and I didn't know they were blind. In fact, one of them was worshiping. And I didn't know the person was blind. So, when I was told the person was blind, I now mistakenly said, why? I said, no, we are used to it. He sings powerful worship, very anointed. So, and I said, why is it blind? He should stop being blind. The people there were seeing me like I was odd, sounding odd. But you see, I've observed something that happened to their mind. They were used to this condition. That they can tag the person anointed yet blind. There was a case like that Pastor Chris was telling us about. He went to the US, I think US, he said he was with Pastor Benny. Pastor Benny took him to one pastor's house that had, firstly the pastor had his wife sick, right? His wife was sick, so okay, God healed the wife. But before God healed the wife, there was a woman who was in a wheelchair for many years, but she was prophesying. So Pastor Benny was telling Pastor Chris that this woman is heavily anointed. Immediately she saw Pastor Chris, she saw her prophesying. So when Pastor Chris noticed she was prophesying, he received the words in all humility. But he now asked why she was on it. They were now explaining, no, it's okay. She's heavily, she doesn't have a problem. He's seen a problem. She's on a wheelchair. And he said, can I pray for her? So people were now smiling. I said, no, Pastor will not understand. This woman is a prophetess. He said, can I just pray with her? Then he went to her after she was done prophesying to him. He said, can I pray for you? I want you to walk. And she said, no problem. So many people were shocked because they were used to the woman in the condition. Imagine a prophetess on a wheelchair. You come to her for solutions. You don't think she needs a solution. In fact, you think that's the reason she got into that dimension of the prophetic. You don't know Christians. If you hear some things Christians say. And somebody saying because he lost his wife, he entered into another realm. See, listen. It's wrong. Crazy things people say. In fact, somebody may tell you the reason why my eyes dislocate, my eyes bad the way it is, it's because God wants it to be like this. God said, I will not heal you. God can never say he will not heal you. You know, I heard a case like that. Let me be bold this morning. Listen, we are not scared. We have to tell you the truth. He said, my eyes like this because God told me he will not heal me so that I'll be able to do some things. Not the God we have. Maybe another God you discovered. I like how you're being cold. You know, people don't like truth. They like whining. When they whine, you are excited. You cannot whine God, though. It's straightforward. When he saw people that were sick, did he get them healed? Did Jesus look at any blind man? Scripture said, no, I'm going to leave one of your eyes to prove something to you. I want to show a dimension. He's yesterday what? Today what? Forever what? It's the truth. He doesn't change. So God heals anybody. The Bible says he healed all, not some. All that were oppressed by the devil. If your leg has a problem, if your eye has a problem, you have been oppressed. God wants you healed. I like the cool. So Pastor Chris held the prophetess on the wheelchair and spoke to her. She stood up and started walking. Everybody started crying, including the prophetess. They just saw something that they never saw in their life before. She was prophesying even to, you know, Pastor Benny said, according to the story, Pastor Benny even bowed down, she prayed for him. Now, that's, we're not saying the woman is bad, but look at how she was used to the condition. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? She was so used to the condition that you can be so used, you know, you feel goosebumps while worshiping and you're blind. You feel the anointing while worshiping, but yet you are blind. God wants, you know, isn't it, there's no eye there. There's, God can put new eyeballs. Somebody said, how can this thing be? Are you asking me? Am I the one that created human beings? God can fix new eyeballs. You heard about the Azusa Street Revival? They were praying 5 hours daily. Because in that time, they didn't believe in praying in tongues. The church in England don't believe in praying in tongues. That time, they didn't believe. So William Seymour, sounds like Simon, was praying 5 hours daily in one uncompleted building. 5 hours. Praying in tongues with some of his family members, that because not every family member will believe in you. Some that believed in him, they were praying together 5 hours daily. And one day while you were praying, glory, 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 suddenly people from afar started noticing fire at the top of the building. It was literal fire. It was burning at the top of the building. As we're coming close to see, those that had infirmities were getting healed. As we're coming to run to see the fire, they say people who had no eyeballs, new eyeballs entered. Go and read about the revival. The Azusa Street Revival. It was a street revival. And I was watching a video on Facebook. I don't know if some of you saw it. A lady got born again like Monday. Then on Wednesday, she went to a shopping mall. How many of you saw that video? Like 2 days later when she became born again. And saw an old woman on a wheelchair, I think. Yes. And the woman had been an old Christian. And so the two, you know, I'll show you something when I'm done with the story. The 2 days old Christian. Somebody say 2 days old Christian. Looked at the woman and said, ma'am, why are you on a wheelchair? Jesus can get you healed. And the old woman who has been an old Christian, black American, she said, no problem, pray for me. She said, can I pray for you? She said, pray for me. And she held the woman, and she held the woman, and she spoke words so pure and real and sincere and truthful like a child. You know, some of you, the reason why you don't believe this is because you have been an old Christian. Very old Christian. So you are used to trying it. It did not work. So you are used to, you understand? You are used to failures. But this 2 years, 2 days old Christian held the maybe 25 years old Christian, by the hand, spoke words, she felt the Holy Ghost. Literal. She woke up. If you hear her tongues, you know she has been like 30 years a Christian. She was just shouting. And all of a sudden, the 2 days old Christian threw away the wheelchair from her side. And the 20-something old Christian started walking. Jesus said, if you can receive this thing like a child. Like a what? So there's your problem is experience. The Bible says the wisdom we have is beyond what? Experience. He said, if you can receive this wisdom as a child. That's why you see a performance. When children were coming to him, the disciples were trying to protocol the children away. He said, no, let the little ones come to me. He said, to them, to this kind belongs the kingdom. When they hear, they carry it into action. Immediately. They don't allow their experience, they don't allow what they've gone through affect the word of God. Are you here? And so this man was living as a victim. He was viewing life from things that happened to him before. Go to the next part of scripture. For 38 years, the Bible said in verse 6, it says, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, Jesus knew that. Are you here? He said to him, do you want to be made well? Next part of scripture. Jesus did not ask your father that was the injection that God is this one that God, did your father worship Sango? Did your father do this? Whatever brought this? He did not ask any useless question. He said, you want to get well? We don't care about the roots because we know the strength of the word bringing the healing. We don't care about the roots of your problem. You know, the Pharisees, they were playing religion. They said, why was this man born blind? And of course, there are those kind of folks that believe in the bloodline problems and the rest. His great-grandfather worships Sango and blah, blah, blah. That is why. So we have to go to the bloodline and pray against blah, blah, blah. Jesus said, it happened for the glory of God to be seen. Meaning God didn't cause it, but now that it has happened, God can be seen in the situation. Not about bloodline, not about who caused this, blah, blah, blah. Are you here tonight? Stop thinking like that. You are not a victim, you are a victor. The sick man answered, look at the funny question. He answered him, sir, I have no man today. Ask you, do you want to get well? You said telling us problems. Simple question. Do you want to get well? They did not ask you who put you in the problem. They did not ask you whether somebody could not help. Do you want to get well? That's how most people are. I have no man to put me in the pool. Is that a question they asked him? What was the question? Do you want to get well? He's trying to show Jesus how humanity are wicked. I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. They did not ask you that. Do you want to get well? Nobody can put me. In fact, one came close to me. He looked at me. He entered. He left me there. Next part of scripture. That's how victims behave. Why are you not successful? My father is poor. My mother is poor. Everybody in our family are poor. Why are you not successful? There was one wicked uncle. He works in the Senate House. That uncle is a wicked man. He does not pick my call. In fact, he was close to my father. But the moment he entered House of Assembly, he blocked my father's line. So that is why you are where you are. That's why your father is still broke. Why not successful? Our firstborn, he did Europe. But he married a wicked wife. The wife make him hate his mother, hate him. Only me, that is his only brother, son. He blocked my line. Look at me now. That's why I failed jam. What was the connection? Are you wondering, is it? If you ask me why the fail jam, you hear this. In fact, the man I saw when I entered the man shouted on me, he destabilized me. I forgot everything I read. You know, some people when they heard that jam made a mistake, they now had reasons why they fail jam. Why did you say that? Did you not hear what happened? Yeah, some people get consoled when people feel like them. They fail, no problem. Oh, they now hear everybody for class say, hey! Everybody fail? Kai! Thank God. Everybody failed. Everybody failed. Daddy asks you, what's your result, sir? Everybody in our class failed. We have a useless, wicked lecturer. Even some, before they write exam, they are already telling us why they fail. He said, what department are you? He said, maths and computer science. That department. Mean nothing for this life. Carry you come there. Wait to be your GPA. Wait first. Mean nothing for this life. Carry you come to that department. You know how you hear about the department? People, they change, oh. People, they change. Wait to be your CGPA. Did they care about CGPA for computer science? Now make you graduate with a pre, oh. We will graduate. We thank God. You know, some people, they go, they check their result. They see A, B. They see B, say, no, it has to be an A. Let them remark my script. Some come, they look, no carry over. Thank you, Jesus. I don't get carry over. If I just check the end, if I don't... May they remark with script. If they remark, I go fail. How do you get... I don't even know how I get... I don't know how I pass that. If you ask, I don't know. It's somebody that doesn't know how he passed that will say, go and remark script. You know, stop playing the victim every time. Why are you the way you are? You know why. You know exactly why you are. So, oh, in fact, most of us here, we know why we are where we are now. Now, the reason why we don't have up to 50k in our account, we know all the reason. We can tell you word for word. You know why I don't get 50,000? You know why? Firstly, make I start with my family. I get wicked sisters. See, when the Bible says there's a friend that's still closer than a brother, I understand of my family, wicked. Then Tinubu, this government. Buhari start with us. He called hand over to Tinubu. For this country, anybody get 50,000 for this area? You know why you are a victim. You know why you are in your situation. Jesus said, do you want to get well? This guy started telling him all his problems. He did not even answer, yes, sir, I want to get well. That's why sometimes when we make confessions in church, some people don't make it. I'm prosperous. They just remember where they are coming from. I don't join for this talk. I'm successful. I'm successful. Somebody will say, I'm successful. That one is in faith. The other one. I'm successful. This guy has no life. He don't understand life. It's just a shout. When they come up for church, now they go understand. That's why you see those people on Facebook insulting us. They go to church every time. They shout, amen, amen, I receive, mumu. Now, like some person, they take prosper. Have you heard people talk like that before? Mumu people, maybe they go walk. As if you are hardworking and the people shouting, amen. As if you are hardworking. Now, what is the connection between, now we'll keep on reading, you'll see, Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. Do they rise up, take up your bed and walk by just saying, rise up, take up your bed and walk? Huh? What would they say? Go to intelligent people would say, go to the hospital. Do this one. Do that one. No hospital. Do you want to get well? Said all his problem. Jesus did not ask him, why now? Why did the people do like that? Did you see that conversation there? How do human beings are wicked, though? Did you not see your condition? Now, wow. He reported everybody to Jesus. Jesus did not answer him. That's why I tell you, if you are amiable here, don't think Jesus is in need with you. And some of you want to pray to God. You say, God, you see, people, human beings are wicked. No wonder in your word you say, who can understand the heart of man? Who can understand God? Now, because you know human being. Father, forgive my uncle, a wicked, stingy idiot. Forgive him. Lord, forgive, forgive. You are telling God to forgive people he has no problem with. Did you sign it when you were entering this world that is your uncle that will make you rich? Did you people have an agreement? You know, some of you say you want to, you can't wait to become uncle so that you can report, you can revenge to your uncle's children. I heard somebody saying like that. I said, I cannot wait to grow up and become an uncle so that I can revenge every promise that uncles have made to me. Send your details, send your details. I'll send you something. When you send, that's all. Jesus said, rise up, take up your bed, walk. That was all. No conversation. Are you learning something tonight? Don't be a victim. After the guy said all the problem, that's a simple word Jesus said. And it was okay. Now, blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10:46. That one was a sharp guy. Very sharp guy. You like this guy after tonight. From 46. Now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging first. He was blind, very coded. He was begging. You like this guy. Next part of scripture. And when he heard that it was Jesus, it's not eye they used to hear, it's ear they used to hear. When he heard, not Jesus, hey. Then he began to cry out. What connected him to start crying out now? We don't know. Somebody that was begging now is crying. And say, Jesus! Jesus! Because everybody was shouting there. He wanted his own shout to be different and unique. He was not playing the victim. He was begging. But when he heard that it was Jesus, Jesus! Jesus! Son of David! Have mercy on me! He was shouting. Shouting! There was crowd, remember. People gathered. He was what? He did not mind the crowd. He had all the reasons not to be heard. He still shouted. Some people would have said, ah, people are plenty there. Who will hear my voice? I'm blind. He will not see me. I don't know him. I have not seen him. He shouted. In fact, some that are blind will say, is it not that pastor that they say he has one room in his house where he keeps dead bodies? And they are blind though. Many years ago, I heard Pastor Chris saying something. He said, people say, I'm fake. In fact, there was one that said, the design in this place is part of our cult. The design of the world. He said, when I step on it, powers now come. He said, like now that I'm stepping on it now, powers are coming. Funny things. Some of you, most of you here, you are pretending. When you were growing up, they told you about Pastor Chris. You are doing like you don't understand what I'm saying. Somebody was going to the restroom. Then when he was entering the restroom, he now opened one door. He now saw a head of people. As he saw a head of people, he just fainted. They just cast the guy. The guy never came back, but he told the story. So if they caught the guy there, who said the story? The people that caught him. Funny things we heard. Is that his hair? It's when he kills small babies that he will not carry their distance and rub on his hair. That is his powers. Most of you are doing like you did not hear. In fact, most of you said the story. You said it to other people. Am I lying? Okay. You did not say. Wow, nice guys. I clap for all of you. You said. You are pretending. God have already have mercy on you. Say amen. Now you know the number of people that said it. Next part of scripture. Are you here? Then many warned him to be quiet. They warned him, oh, shh, don't disturb Jesus. Keep quiet. Which kind of cry is this one? Keep quiet. But he cried out all the more. I said, keep quiet. Opportunity has come. It must not pass me by. Wise man. There are some foolish blind people now, sorry to say, who prefer to be begging than to get their sight. Remember when we were on campus? There was a woman that entered. Was it blindness or something? I can never forget that event. So she was begging. And I said, okay, I'm going to give her money, but can I pray for her? I was teaching in a service. I said, can I pray for this woman? The woman said, do like this. Meaning, don't pray for me, give me money. Yes, she was dumb. According to her, she had this book that said, I am dumb, please help me. So I said, can I pray for you? I said, she said, and I asked the guy, what does she want? He said, no, she doesn't want money. She doesn't want prayer. She wants you to pray for her. Meaning, I'm going to take out her source of income. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? If, for instance, she gets healed, her source of income has gone. Some people are like that, but this guy is wise. There are some people who even use their sickness as a source of money. There was somebody I used to know. He came to the church, told Pastor Ed, come and call that prophet. I used to know him when he was like this. I can't walk well. Call him to come. Pastor Ed now said, my pastor has got to call him. He not only say prophet, he says Simon. Go and call Simon to come outside. Tell him. So person is outside. I can't walk. He knows me. Pastor Ed now said, he will pray for you. Come inside. Let him pray for you in the service. He said, no, it's not prayer. What? Go and tell him to come and give me money. He said, my billboard traced me to the church. In his condition, what he wanted was what? Money. I went outside and I gave him money. Because he didn't want what? Healing. Not so long, then he died. I don't want to go further, but I got offended at the point because I remember the wife made a statement. He said, now that he has died, you want to come and pray for him? I got offended. I told my mom, what the heck is this? I said, should I start saying in this place that I have tried praying for this person, but he said, everybody? Several times. There are people like that. But this guy who was begging, what did he say? Jesus, son of David, have what? When he said, keep quiet, he shouted even louder. He refused to be a victim. Yes, are you guys here tonight? Yes, he refused. Next part of scripture, Jesus was so excited with the man. So Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you. Meaning, be of good character. Don't misbehave. He's calling you. And when he got to Jesus, next part of scripture, he then said, and throwing aside his garment. See that? Throw aside his garment. Whether it's naked or go, I don't care. He rose, came to Jesus. Next part of scripture. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? Look at the character of Jesus. You saw somebody on the ground. You say, do you want to get well? Faith is precise because not everybody on the ground wants to get well. See how Jesus is helping us understand what I was giving you, the example. Jesus now asked me, what do you want me to do? Is it money you want or you want to see? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Oh, Jesus lost faith. Next part of scripture. You know, most of you are not precise. That's why you don't have the first class. Father, if I can just graduate, I will serve you all my life. If you can help me to graduate, God. And some have the impact to say, God Almighty, I thank you for a first class. And while they are praying, there are some pitying them for this department. You're mad. And all of a sudden you see them come out with the same first class. You know, it's so funny that you hear certain courses and people have past degree. I'm not trying to be proud. But how will I read something like mass comm? And I have a past degree. Or they even say you have a spiel. Why? Sorry if you feel insulted. Or somebody is reading history. Meaning you are learning about Ojukwu and the rest. The story. The coups. Who doesn't like story in this place? Some people are boning them. I hope you are not studying history in this place. Some people, the way you are looking at me, I'm not trying to be. You find out somebody studying physics, computer science, chemistry, coming out with a first class degree. Then somebody studying mass comm, philosophy, history, with a past degree. Yes, political science. With a past degree. You don't be wondering, is something wrong somewhere? Let me tell you something that, you know, I hope people will not find this offensive. Motion in physics is bigger than post science as a department. Don't get offended. It's the truth. If you think I'm lying, if you're a political scientist, carry up a physics book and open motion. Start trying to understand motion. You know what? It's not like these people cannot do better in chemistry. But you see, there was a story said about a fish that was a whale. You know, these big fish. What do they call them? Whale. That was put in an aquarium. And it was not getting big at all. But when they broke the aquarium and put him in an ocean, after a few months, he now was big like a whale. He couldn't show his potential because he was in an aquarium. That's how life is for a lot of people. You tell them study mass comm, you are shocked. That's also, you know, some people, because of laziness, they choose the wrong course. There are many doctors who are studying history. Because when they go to SS1, they say, hey, science, God forbid, I hate mass. That was it. They didn't want to just embrace hard work. Now, some of you, that when you see doctors, your the baby in your womb, Jesus will just lift up in your heart. You'll just be like, hi, I like this thing. But no way out. You're already a graduate MSc in history. But you like when you see doctors, there's a way you get excited. That's your originality. Oh. See the way everywhere is quiet. Many of you here chose the wrong course because of mass. Mass. Am I lying? Am I lying, people of God? Mass. Let me tell you what happened to me in SS1 when I was in school in Kaduna. I was in art class. Because, not even because of mass, because of friends. My best friend entered art, so I said I can't enter science. I went and joined him that I want to do art. The place was off. I knew I was going to gap everybody. But I liked the place because my best friend was there. One woman came who was my father's, the same time with my dad, very close to my dad. She was just looking around. Okay, our student, say hi. We say hi. And I say, hi. She now said, who is that? And I did my head like this. Simon! What are you doing here? I said, ma, I choose heart. Is it bad? My friend, if you don't stand up, she remove her shoe. I will break this thing on your head. Push me to science. Thank God for that woman. That's how I wanted to, because of friends. Some is just mass. Have you heard people describe mass before? Mass. You don't hear some when they graduate and probably make it as an accounting student and the rest in UBA or Zenith Bank or Eco Bank. You see them saying, those days they were telling us to look for S. Where is the S today? Where S in life? Where is S? All those lies. Have you heard people talk like that? You don't understand what they were doing when they said find S. That's That's why if you don't pass mass, you cannot become a doctor. Because while you're in the lab and something is wrong, you have to find S. You have to figure out a way to solve a problem. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In life, we are finding S. If you are broke today, you have not found S. What we are saying when we say find S is to tax your brain. So ask your neighbor, have you found S? Say you go find S, you go collect like times, you go carry this one, you go make this one subject of formula. We know what we're telling you. You have to rearrange to until you get a solution. So that you are ever a victor. That's why you are finding S. Are you guys here tonight? And this man of God, this wonderful man, God healed. He was born blind and now he's healed. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Let's look for another person. Who do you want us to use? Zacchaeus. Can you remember Zacchaeus? Oh, I saw some people shaking their legs. They miss that guy. For some of us, it's been a long time we heard him. Anytime we were teaching. Zacchaeus! Hey! I remember that wonderful man. The man was so short. He was on the ground. So short. Very brief. You know, I'm seeing some victims. You can't even smile. You have a serious problem. If turn to your neighbor and say, why are you not smiling? Some of them haven't bone in their face. Turn to your neighbor and say, why are you not smiling? Are you a victim? Is something paining you? What is your problem? Don't act like a victim in any way. You know, if somebody's only there. You think you are serious? No, you are a victim. Did anybody read scripture in the Bible and Jesus was always boning his face? And people were scared of him because he boned his face? Jesus, the little children will see him and be running to him. Because he always had this. Most of you that are boning your face, you know children don't like you. There's no way we're burning your face like this and a child, an innocent child will look at you and say, hi, auntie, they will run away from you. Jesus was always smiling. Tell somebody, smile. The Bible says, with joy you draw, not with bone face. It says, with joy you draw from the wells of salvation. Without joy, you cannot win in life. Joy is the strength of the spirit. If your seriousness is very important, why are you not rich? Why? Do you have 200k in your account with this serious face? Don't be a sadist. Sadducees. Sad to see. Pharisees. Far to see. They were the ones that rejected Jesus, the word of God. If you people sad, they are not accepting the word. The Bible said because of the word spoken to them, there was joy on their face. You can't hear these things and not be excited. Even though your boyfriend broke up with you this very moment, you'll be excited. Are you here tonight? So I want to talk about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a very short man. He had limitations. Every reason to become a victim. He was a tax collector. Was working for a Roman emperor, a tax collector, deceiving people. I mean, like some of these fake BIRS guys that always come to your office like 10 times. Samuel has come. They say, hey, Samuel came. They will now call. Oh, Samuel, you came? Okay. What did he charge you? 12,000. No, remaining 3,000. Zacchaeus was like that. And one day he heard that Jesus was passing the street. He could not see. Everybody was seeing Jesus. He was on the ground. He said to himself, I have to see Jesus. And he partnered with a tree. He just had to see Jesus. He climbed the tree. Because of Zacchaeus and the encounter, that tree became a good tree, a Bible tree. The sycamore tree. He climbed. And he saw Jesus and was smiling. Jesus was excited with the faith of that guy. He said, Zacchaeus, today I'll eat in your house. Jesus loved him for his mentality. Why were you not able to make it to church? It rained. Why were you not able to come to church? I didn't make my hair. Oh my God. I didn't make my hair. Why did you come late? I was waiting for NEPA to iron my clothes. See, these are excuses that sound genuine, but they are crazy. Like yesterday, I was talking to the leaders and I asked somebody that did not bring his assignment. I said, where is your assignment? He said, sir, rain fell. I left it in the house. You did not leave. Are you salt? Is the book salt? You came, but book did not follow you and come. What a miracle. And I said to him, this is unbelievable that you made it and your book did not make it. People have excuses. Why did you not pray? NEPA took light. What was the connection between NEPA light and prayer? So I could not see and I was scared. Then I slept. Why do you not wear your uniform in welcoming team today? Sir, the reason I did not wear my uniform is because I don't have money to buy pink. Since when did they tell you to buy pink? 2 years ago. People that have joined welcome team after you join have pink and blue uniform. But you are a victim. You don't have. Because the person that started poverty is from your lineage. You know, some people, the way they behave, the way they think, is terrible. They don't even make efforts. I tell you the truth, some people don't make efforts. No effort at all. Why not in a church department, sir? It's because my work always close 5. So before, from my work, before I go home, it will be like 5:30. And when it's 5:30, then I'll have to sleep small, sir. And when I sleep and wake up, it will be late. That's why I can't join a department, sir. Wow. The same person, tell him that this work that you are doing, that they are giving you 200K, will give you another one for 400K. If you can be doing shift from 5 to 9 p.m., Let go. As long as money, people are not sincere. That's why a lot of people don't walk in the blessing. As long as it's God, give God garbage. I was teaching leaders yesterday. I said, when the Bible says seek first the kingdom, it's not going to be easy. Then he said, every other good thing, if it was easy, everybody would be successful in the kingdom. You think God will look at a man that has his needs so much, look at his work and choose God first over his needs? Over you, at the status quo, it may look like you are the one that have sense. But at the end, it will be proven that this guy that had been listening and following, hearkening to the things of God, will be more successful. It's the truth, whether you like it or not. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. And Bible says, God is not wicked to forget. He's not wicked to what? Forget. That he's the rewarder, of them that would diligently seek him. If you like, insult us. The truth is that it's already signed for life. I can never be poor in my life. My wife is there. You can ask her. I've dared the impossible. There's nothing in the house, blah, blah, blah. We have 400K in the house, blah, blah, blah. I've sent it for something in church. No comment. No one comment. She will not open her mouth and say anything. She knows before evening something will happen. I'm used to miracles. I'm just used to it. Pastor Simon, I'm at whatever shopping mall trying to get some things, and somebody already paid everything. Give him change. That guy that's coming, please withdraw 5,000 in this account. Whatever it takes, if it's not up to, give him the change. All right, sir, I'll pay. Sir, you can go. Take the change. Wow, I've not paid. Sir, somebody just paid. He doesn't want to be known. Are you sure it's me? Yes, sir. I'm gone. Now, it happens, and I'm not asking question again. Sir, you can go. He's paid. Okay, bless you. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. All these pastors, if it's me, they will die poor. We are still rich. He's still paying you. God didn't use you. He's using other people. All these idiots buying private jets. We are still buying. Like me now. Like me now. I'll buy. Say, eh? So now fake prophet it be. Okay. If fake prophet means prophet with private jet, fake we go. I need it. Because a time will come, I need to be in Abuja 10 minutes and come back to Makurdi in the next 15 minutes. Yes, you know, we are starting to work in Abuja. Yes, a time will come, I will need to be in UK briefly and come back to Abuja for a program. An APS cannot do that kind of thing for me. Because I have to wait on the line and later they'll tell me, boom, boom, we are sorry. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, the flight has been cancelled. Will the program be cancelled too? You see why we need it? Yes, sir. Yet they have the impetus to clap for it. Davido, he reached past whiskey. Why? He get private jet. Whiskey don't get. Davido, no, my guy. Then pastor have all these fake pastors. You are blind. You are in spiritual debt. Yes, so Bishop Oyedepo and Davido, who deserve private jet? Bishop Oyedepo and Davido, who has blessed this country and the world more? What is more? Who blesses the country? You understand where I'm coming from when I say what is more? Blessing came from anywhere than this place I just said. I'll be trouble. Some of your problems started when you wanted to be part of a 30 million gang. That's when you started having problems. It's the truth. That's why you started doing your one stealing. You want to become to a gang. And people talk foolishly. You look at Pastor Chris from head to toe with the glorious teeth. And you think he doesn't deserve a private jet. Who deserves? The president deserves? 1 billion times. Who deserves a president? Not the president of any country. The man of God. For we have been taught our number one is our man of God. He is not the president. Yes, if you carry Pastor Chris and Tinubu and keep here, he will sit at the back of Pastor Chris. Yes, that's how strange. You see, it's not a joke. If you bring the governor of this city and keep here, the Bishop Tillman will be here first. He will be at the back. That's how strange. Yes, if you think, bring them and come. Because God has taught us how to honor His own. Are you listening to me? In Bible days, prophets are the ones that instruct kings. Go and read your Bible. Samuel was the one that instructed Saul. He told Saul, now you are not king again. Saul thought he was joking. He went and anointed David. Years later, David became king. So I'm a victor. Never a victim. Shout it one more time. Say, I'm a victor. We don't talk like poor people, sick people. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. More than. In all these things. All the circumstances. He said we are more than what? Conquerors. Are you here? One more scripture and we go. Remember the children of Israel and the sons of descendants of Anak. Numbers 13:27-28. Numbers 13, 27 to 28. We'll close with this. Can we read together? Everybody want to go? Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly what? And what?" They brought the fruit and showed them. Now, flowing with milk and honey, I don't know if some of you were like me. I used to think honey and milk was flowing on the ground. But that simply means it was a fruitful ground. Are we together? Next part of scripture. Then it says in verse 28, "Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong." Meaning, God told them, the land I've given you is what? Flowing with milk and honey. Meaning, it's a very wonderful land, very, very industrious place, blah, blah, blah. God told them that. They went there, they checked, they saw everything God said. But they said one problem. Everything God said is true about that land. But the people who dwell in the land are strong men. The people that went to spy, there were over 12 of them. He said they are strong men. The cities are fortified, very large. Moreover, we saw the descendant of Anak there. Who are the descendant of Anak? Giants. God said, go and take that land flowing with milk and honey. Go and you go to the land. Milk and honey really do it choke. But when you saw what you saw, giants walking on the milk and honey. Came back and said, truly, we saw the testimony what God said. But see, if you enter that land, 29. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, strong men who won war. And the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea along the banks of Jordan. Great fear entered them. As the people were testifying, great fear. You know, there are several kinds of leaders over in church. The ones that will come and say, we can get it done. The ones that will say, we can get it done, but you see, the problem we are facing now, we don't think it will be done now. That's what is happening here. Are you listening to me? Next part of scripture. But there's a man called Caleb. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Did you hear what the people said? The sons of Anak are there, giants. He said, let us go up at once and take position, for we are well able to overcome it. Did this man see what the other folks saw? Huh? What was the difference? He was veering from what God had said. If God says we should go and take it, let's go and take it. Next part of scripture. But the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Next part of scripture. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that divorced the inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. God said, that's a bad report. Now, people of God, how is this report bad? What they saw there, is it not true? They saw the milk and honey, but they say, they saw people there who are like giants, and those people truly were eating human beings. They said the fact. God said, that's a bad report. You know why it's a bad report? They were not saying what God said. They were saying what they saw. You are not hearing me. I said they were not saying what God said. They were saying what they saw. I don't say what I see. I say what God is saying. Even though Nigeria is difficult in this season, I'm above only. Never be net. Beyond the government and anything, I'm above only. When God brought me into this world, he didn't tell me that my glory would diminish when APC become in charge. He didn't say that to me. I don't care who is president, God is king. He is Lord over president, he is God over president, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. If he has given me his word, yea and amen. Do you know in this same season, same thing that happened in the days of Noah, as the flood came, most of us, all of us, remember, the ark is a type of Christ. It has just one door to it. The Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. Meaning whatever he was doing was portraying righteousness. It doesn't matter who you are, get into the ark, you are safe. If anybody be in Christ, the what? He's safe. The God into Christ, like we are in Christ, a type of Christ, the ark. What then happened? The flood came, chaos, several destruction in the land. But you know what? As the destruction was happening, the ark was getting going up. It was getting stable up there. All the destruction was up. The water, the flood was taking the ark up. Are you listening to me? That as trouble is happening here and there, we in Christ, no matter what is happening, we are not going down. The circumstances is taking us up. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you here this wonderful morning? And I said to you before, faith is like a pilot that is it driving, I would say, flying his plane. Like a pilot navigating his plane, yes. That's how faith is. We don't know the destination. I mean, we can't tell the route to the destination. But we're sure we're going to reach our destination. God has said it, I believe it, that's all. Your life is going in the wrong direction. What do? You navigate it to the right path. Do you know a pilot doesn't see any road up there? He follows the map. He sees the map. He follows the map. Follows all of his whatever compass and the rest. He's just northeast 20 meters, blah, blah, blah. He's just going like that by faith and he will arrive at the destination. Do you know that's what happened? You don't understand what is happening in your life, but you have God's word. Life is going the wrong direction. Somebody met me yesterday. He said, sir, my father, my mother, my younger brother, sick. My mother, grandmother, they say she matched charm. I looked at him. I said, I was going to pray for him. And before I go, the Lord said, tell him to pray in tongues for 2 hours. And when he's done, he should call you. So I said, pray in tongues for 2 hours. When you're done, he said, sir, this night. I said, yes. He said, this night, will you be awake? I said, just call me. You'll be surprised. I said, pray in tongues for 2 hours. Picture your mother, your father, your brother, your grandmother well. Then pray in tongues. Arrange them in your mind as you are praying. 2 hours. I said, you'll be amazed what will happen when you are done. God has given us authority. Remember what I taught, tools for dominion. The word and what? Prayer. He's given us the word on one hand and prayer. And he said, take dominion. I refuse to be small. Life is not going the way, you know, it's supposed to arrange it. Say, go the way you are supposed to go. In the name of Jesus. They say, my child is sick. I say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Don't be sick. You can't be sick. Because I'm above only. I'm in charge of this home. I'm the head of the home. You can't be sick. Isn't it? I was being jaded about certain evils that happen in cultures. And I said, I hate evil. I hate witchcraft. It's so shameful, unbelievable, so stinking, so small. Witchcraft is the most useless thing that's ever hit the earth. Very useless. How can you sit down and be threatened? You know, they say evil rats. They can send rats to come and die in your doorstep and it's a warning. That there are certain people you cannot give money by hand, else you die. You know, they were warning me one time, I started sharing the money. When I met the uncles, I was sharing it, take. You know why I did it? Because they say, if I do it, I will die. If I don't do it, then I'm being scared. So I did it so that I will see whether I will die. The one that is a wizard, take. Go and kill me. What is charm? You know who we are? You know who we are in the realm of the spirit? We were having a Tuesday service one time and the young man said his eyes were open. He thought he was seeing me here. He said his eyes seeing light everywhere, oozing from everywhere. And he couldn't see me physically. He was just seeing light everywhere, me appearing like, as light. And I looked at him and smiled. I said, good view. Thank God for your view. That's how we are in the realm of the spirit. We are not with not. We are full of glory. Full of. Are you listening to me? Yeah, well, we got land. I was just moving one time, and I saw some things being buried. I don't know whether they planned it or whatever. As I saw, it was charm, so I carried it, and I was doing like this in the land. I was alone. I was doing so. I threw it up, and I started trying to do some ball work with it. I want to see what was to happen. How? They say they plant charm. You see the charm. Then you say, hey, Holy Ghost fire. Bring Petro. Hey, Jesus. No!
No!
Paul said, for we that have knowledge. Knowledge. We that have knowledge. Not we that shout. He said, for we that have knowledge. He said, our food given to idols not meant to be eaten by us. They keep food for Oleku. You carry it and you eat. Full of faith, oh. And that's why they sometimes they like stinking things. Why will they like prefer kai kai? They don't like nice things. They like stupid things. Somebody who carry burkutu and pour for a god, not Pepsi. Or malt. Have you seen a god that takes malt before? It's always terrible, terrible, stinking things. And now you are scared. Because you are a fine boy who is gentle and emotional. You think a Christian is a timid person. So who are you? I'm a child of God. I don't like trouble. Listen, that's not who you are. The Bible says you have not received the spirit to fear again. It says you have received the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. And of what? Love. What a combination. Sound mind, power, and love. At the same time, the man of God, he's full of love. He's so sound and full of power. I'm not timid. I'm humble, not timid. Humility is not an outward expression of inferiority complex. I'm not inferior. I'm just humble. Are you getting on? There's a clear difference. Sometimes when people see you being humble, they don't think you are timid or you don't know who you are. I know who I am exactly.
Yes,
I just decided to be humble.
Yes,
you go somewhere. I think my friend, will you move and go to that side? Yes, start moving. I was somewhere. He said, "You, what are you saying?" So I kept on doing what I was doing. He said, "You, I'm talking to you." So Pastor Ednan can say, "Are you mad? Are you stupid? Who are you talking to?" I said, "Leave him. It's me you are calling you. You know me." He said, "Sir, I'm very, very sorry, sir." I said, You should be sorry. They will put people here will be behaving like now. If I had come with one buba and do like this, you say, "Ekarosa." But since you see me in t-shirt, you say, "You." I say, "You too, you." Then when I was going, I say, "Come, be humble. Are you listening? Bless you." And I left. That's not pride. My name is not you. I hope I did not stir spirit of fight in some of you that like fights. You know, there are some people that they are doing something and I say, "I just wish thing will come my side. I can't try this thing with it." That's not the kind of thing I'm trying to do here. Some of you like to buy fight. You just see something. May God help that guy. May come. You're not going to leave that person. Or that we got land and someone was trying to, you know what I mean? Somebody was, he just came and said, how did you get the land? People that get land in that place are big people. He wanted me to respond to him. You know, one of the land we got for parking space. He went to steal it. He was trying to steal it. It's commissioners. The person that wants to get this land is a former commissioner. Blah, blah, blah. You cannot win the fight. He was speaking in TV. Things, I don't understand TV. He said, you can't understand. So, the painful thing for the guy was I was just smiling. At the minute, I think last Thursday, I was just smiling. No word came out of my mouth. He would have said, "Who are you?" Blah, blah. I fight for land. Then somebody will record and put online. Say, "Prophet Simon of Glory Kaias and somebody are fighting for land." The empty barrels, they make the loudest noise. When you are done, go and sleep. There are two ways I can take you out. Legally and spiritually. You think we'll gather money and buy land, you'll come and carry the land. How will you carry with which hand? When the hand is in hell? It's not a joke. It's the truth. You can't steal from the people of God. It's not possible. You will not live to see the day you steal it. We don't kill. You know, I was talking with Bishop Tilma. I was just talking with him. We were talking. So I said, sir, sir, nobody was trying to. Mama T was there. He said, he would die. I want to say, sir, take it easy. We have not gotten to that point yet. He said, does he want to die? He should choose life and death. And I was not telling Mama T. I said, see, we kid, though. I was just talking to her. I said, wait, this killing thing. When people see us so nice, they don't know that we killed before. In the realm of the spirit, we just carry your name. I remember one time a lady was telling me her father got land. Then the uncle went and put charm and said, nobody should enter the land. So the father, the siblings, nobody was entering the land. And I said, what kind of wickedness? So emotional. I said, what kind of wicked person is that? Give me his name. They wrote the name and gave me. I entered the house. We had not even eaten, all of us. We were like five. Trusting God for the next meal. I said, guys, how can somebody buy land? Another person will now say, don't enter. Somebody stood up. What kind of wickedness? I said, I'm telling you. And this lady is somebody that's been following the ministry and sowing seeds. This is his name. I put it on the wall. My warrior stood up. We're just moving and doing. No, it's not right. No. One, I always talk about him. He always boots for like 1 hour before he start praying. When everybody was praying, but he was just doing leg like this. He just went, I say, hey. Anytime he begins to pray, people are knocking. And when we were done praying, it took 4 days. Just 4 days. On the fourth day, he confessed all of his sins that they didn't know, and he left. He said, I'm the one that killed that person. I'm the one that killed that other person. And he left the earth. After he had killed people, he died of a slight headache. So we have done, we have spoken words. It takes nothing. You know, one time after school, I came back home and I saw somebody, one of my boys, he puts the name of a lecturer. I said, Dakapa, Dakapa. I command you, in the name of Jesus. I just heard his hand. I said, what do you want to do? Sir, this man is wicked. He has not approved my project of it. He's telling me he will sure suffer me. Sir, how can somebody suffer me who is not a believer? I said, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You want to kill an innocent man? Sir, he's not innocent. I said, shut your mouth. I had to warn him. And I removed the man's name from the wall. I said, don't do like that. Pray that God should help you change the supervisor. Just pray that prayer. And he prayed, God now change the supervisor. I will not tell you the rest of the story. But that's better. Don't be praying people to die anyhow. Are you listening to me? Because whatever you say happens. God told the 12, he said, whose sin you retain, he's retained. Whose sin you forgive, he's forgiven. It was Peter that said, Ananias and Sapphira, you will die today. They died. Check your Bible. It was not God that wanted it. It was Peter that declared judgment to them. So when he was ranting in the ministry of light, I was just looking at him and smiling. And I said some words to one of our leaders. I said, even if heaven comes down, except God says, Simon, leave that land. I said, not even anybody in this nation can be able to collect that land. I said, that's what I said to you. I said, when we saw them there, they were just doing some malingering things. You see, if you have not registered your land, I beg all of you, go and register your land. If not, somebody will come one day and tell you it's my land. There are a lot of thieves. Are you people listening to me? Don't just register them. Get them registered. In fact, some of you may be shocked. They have started registering your own. A lot of wrong things happen. But you've come to the wrong. If you were doing it before, your end has come. You have met the wrong people. I said no word because I'm a prophet. I cannot be exchanging words with somebody who does not have eternal life. I can't. Say, I know who I am. Shout it louder. Say, I know who I am. Shout it the most. Say, I know who I am. You are not a victim. You are a victor. I was telling leaders, they step out from your comfort zone. God told Abraham, lift your tent. It was when he left his tent that he came outside and he said, look up to the sky as far as your eyes can see. If he never left his tent, he would have not seen as far as God wanted him to see. Leave your tent. Leave that small place where you are. Come outside. Raise your head. See the vision God has for you. The people that are doing it don't have two heads. You have eternal life. How can you be filled with the life of God and be living small? He said, though your beginning may be small, he said, your later end shall what? Not just increase, greatly increase. I'm not just talking about sitting down and praying for luck. No. You are competent in the society. What are people learning that you cannot learn? They say robotics. You just say that's a small thing. You major on the impossible. You like impossible things. When they say it's not possible, that's what you like to do as a child of God. Because he that can do exceedingly abundantly above lies on your inside. I was telling my coders, I said, you see, you are just learning Python. Go and learn things nobody has learned. So that the moment an opportunity comes, you step in. Whether you don't need the thing, be learning it. You have learned something, you are earning 200,000. Don't be comfortable. Learn another one. Except you get to that point, you are earning in the millions. Don't rest. A woman, Pastor Ibukun, something like that. I'll end with this. She was saying a testimony I overheard this morning. Somehow I just saw it. What did she say? She said, God told her to start a mission funds organization, mission fund, to fund missions. Anybody going for mission work, she will fund it. So she was wondering how to start. And when she told her pastor, the pastor encouraged her and took her into a missionary training. And when she was done, she just started the organization to be funding missions. Any mission, she will fund it. So God now gave her an idea of a business because of the assignment he has given her. So she funded her mission fund ministry from the business. So she was showing that the reason why God had to push her into business was because of the assignment he gave her. So she saw every reason to make money. If you don't understand your assignment, you will not see every reason you need to see to make money. When we want to make money, when we tell you we are passionate about making money, it's not because we want to just give our father and mother and children. No, there are bigger reasons why we want to make money. This gospel is very, very powerful. Are you listening? There are small scale preaching and big scale preaching. We can be preaching here in hundreds of thousands. If we must reach the whole world, we need to enter into the millions and billions. Are you guys here tonight? If we must reach the unreached, we need to enter into the millions and billions. He said the chastisement, the Bible said the chastisement of our peace. The word peace there, shalom, shalom, was upon him. One of the words for peace there is prosperity. The chastisement of our prosperity came upon him. He took everything for us to become prosperous. Are you listening to me tonight? You must be wired up for success. Say, I'm a victor. Shout it like you believe it. I'm a victor in the name of Jesus. Wired up for success. Don't think failure. Don't think small. Refuse it. Fight that urge to give up. I refuse to give up. I'm above only. Never be net. In the name of Jesus. I'm successful. I'm winning nations for Jesus. I'm taking over nations for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is giving me an idea that we form the ministry. That will form the ministry has called me to do. That's how you talk. That's how you talk. That's how you behave. That's how you see life. Never a victim. I don't beg. I don't borrow. In the name of Jesus, I have my business. I have my money. I'm giving to nations. I'm following the work of God. In the name of Jesus. That's how you talk. Not a victim. You have a need. The next thought is not to borrow. No. You dress like it. You talk like it. You behave like it. Are you listening to me? You talk like it. You behave like it. You dress like it. You're not a beggar. You're not a loser. I don't even borrow gas from my neighbor. That's how you think. Because I'm a victor. I plan my life. Borrow me your gas. I did cook beans. Just finish. No! I'm on top. In the name of Jesus, because I'm the righteous. David says, since I was young, now I'm growing up, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. That's the first thing he said. God can never forsake the righteous. Say, neither have I seen the righteous beg for bread. Will God be, this testimony, is it true about you? Is it true about you?
Yes,
I refuse to beg. I refuse to beg. I refuse to beg. 1,000 times. I refuse to beg. I refuse to beg. God has said it. You are praying it. Some of you need to pray that prayer. Are you listening to me? You wake up in the morning and refuse to beg. I'm on top in the name of Jesus. Violent faith. Violent faith. In the name of Jesus. My business is working. As I'm starting this business. You've started it too. As I've started this business, it's working. Nothing stops it. In the name of Satan knows why you want to start that business. Are you aware? Are you aware?
Yes, sir.
They gave birth to Moses. Satan said, kill all the children. They gave birth to Jesus. Satan inspired the king. Kill all the children. I was telling my wife, I said, it is Satan that inspired men to kill children because of Jesus and Moses. Not just that, several events in scripture. You don't think that Satan can inspire people to frustrate you because he knows you? You think Satan cannot frustrate your finances? He can frustrate your finances. So are you listening to me? Some of you believing that God cannot make somebody rich. Satan makes people broke. Read your Bible. Job was very broke. Who made him broke? Tell that guy that told you God does not make people rich. Tell him Satan makes people broke. If you believe God does not make people rich and Satan makes people broke, you are in trouble. How can Satan, who is not sin, make you broke? And God, who is not sin, cannot make you rich. He said, I'm the Lord God that giveth you the power to make wealth. The capacity, the potential to make wealth. You stand up, you say, every potential to make wealth is in me. In the name of Jesus, I'm daring the impossible. You see that course, I'm going to learn it. It takes 6 months, I will take 6 months and learn it. In the name of Jesus, and I'll know it so well. Faith without work is dead. Then you start learning it. People are getting iPhone 13, you are getting a laptop. Because you want to learn a course. You manage the Android phone. Because you know when you are done, you buy iPhone 13 for plenty people. That's not your dream. The next iPhone is a dead dream. I can't wait to start using iPhone 13 Plus. Kai, if I can, if you get it now, so what? Now that you have iPhone 13, how is your life? You are looking for money to solve. No! Getting the next phone is not a dream. It should not be a dream. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Get in the next one, you know. Be competent as a man, as a woman. Be competent in the society. That who is in charge of that factory is a Christian. A fireful Christian. Those days of saying all they do in church is to pray in tongues and nothing. No, we are carrying our tongues into the labor market.
Yes.
We are carrying our tongues into the hospitals.
Yes.
Is it that guy? He has never failed in an operation. So who is he? He's a Christian. He carries the glory. He never failed. When everything is failing, he lays his hands. When everything, I told you a story of a doctor. He was done with the operation, going out. The lady was dead. The child was dead. God told him, go back and lay your hands. Why would God not allow the child just come up? He said, go back. He went back. Nobody was there. He didn't want anybody to notice. He laid his hands. And as he was speaking, somebody peeped, saw him praying. And we're wondering what the heck this guy was doing. Before you know, the lady sees and came back to life everywhere, scattered the anointing everywhere. Pastor Benny Hing, Donnie McLaughlin gave the testimony. One of their brothers or so was dead. They did a heart operation. The guy was dead. When they removed the heart, they put it back. He was not functioning. He was dead. When they told Pastor Benny, he said, put the heart back. Tell the doctors to remove the heart. Put it back. He said, my pastor said you should remove the heart and put it back. They removed the heart again. They said, okay, let's do what he's requesting. Remove the heart, put the heart back. As they just pressed his stomach, the guy sneezed back to life. These are living testimonies, not fake testimonies. There's a man of God in Warri. He gave two of his guys wanted to get married. One was now diagnosed of HIV and AIDS. I think the lady. So the guy now says, my wife has HIV and AIDS, blah, blah, blah. He said, go and tell the doctor that I said you don't have HIV and AIDS again. Knowing his pastor, you know, this is how faith works. The Bible says, when in the faith equation, the Bible says, we know whom we have believed. That's the first thing. Then he said, we are persuaded by him. Knowing his pastor, he went back and said, my pastor said I should tell you that this lady is not HIV positive again. Do the test again. He said, are you okay? They took him to the side to advise him. See, this thing is a medical, it does not concern Bible. She said, we'll do it again, you will see. We'll do it again, you will see. We'll do it again, you will see. He said, see, don't worry. You don't know my pastor. I know my pastor. Do it again. They tried it again. It was negative. They said, wait, oh. They collected new blood again. They tried again. It was negative. They said, wait. The guy, the doctor got confused. He said, can you give me 20, 30 minutes of your time? He took him to an E3. He said, who is your pastor? What did he say? What did he do? We have tried two times again. She's negative. He said, my pastor said you should do it again. He said, me, I know my pastor. You don't know my pastor. Try it again. True life story. True life story. The girl became negative. How? Words. The word of God is the most powerful thing on the earth. The man of God, Elisha, said, by this time tomorrow, even though there was war in Naka, he said, by this time tomorrow, he said, everything will be stable. People will be doing buying and selling in this same nation. In this, one of the chief commanding officers said, this thing you have said, it sounds nice, but even if God come down, this thing cannot happen. Look at the city. He said, fine, you will see, but you not experience it. The guy saw it. He could not partake of it. Same thing with Zachariah. He didn't believe God will give a child. Say, you will see, but you cannot talk. Same thing. By this time tomorrow, he declared, it happened. Words are powerful. You wake up in the morning, you declare, in the name of Jesus, my day is blessed. That's how it happens. In the name of Jesus, all my goods are sold. That's how, men and women are rushing. Your words are bigger than any charm in the realm of the spirit. I hope you know some people have one kind of stupid thing in their houses. You are wondering why nobody is coming. A pastor gave a testimony. He said for 5 years, no, only him and his wife in church. 5 years more. One day he said, God, kill me or let the church grow. He started praying 60 days fasting and prayer. On the 60th day, he told God, kill me or let the church grow. His belly started paining. He was rolling on the ground. His wife did not join him. She was ready to give up. In fact, the story said the wife already was advising him to look for another business. Another work to do, because that one is not working. So he should get a business. So she did not join the 60 days. She was cooking for him to break. And while he was rolling on the ground, Lord, kill me. His eyes were open. He saw a demon standing at the front of the door. Big demon. When he stood up in anger with his weak body, he said, you bastard, in the name of Jesus, you've been the one. Get out! As he declared, fire caught the demon and he vanished. The next day, church filled to the outside. He now, after service, he now called one person. He said, see, why have you people not been coming to church? He said, why did the people, I just want to interview like two people. Why have you not been coming for 5 years? I've been talking to you especially. He said, anytime we come, we used to see one thing like shrine. Literally. So we are wondering what kind of a pastor is this. He said, shrine in my church. Where? He said they should go and show him where they used to see. He said, literally, they used to see. You know, some people, as I'm saying, and they say, how? You don't understand, because all you know is too sharp and you don't understand the realm of the spirit. Things happen, no? Things happen. A woman, it was when she confessed that this Christian understood in the East. She went and met a baba and said, that woman should not be promoted. She was like a managing director. They demoted her till this other one that went to meet the baba now became in charge. That one was not, no promotion for many years. So one day, that one that went to meet a baba now decided to confess. It was when she confessed that this one now realized that a charm, an embargo has been upon her life. In other words, if the witch never confessed, this one would have been in that level forever. God hit her, she confessed. Then this one, I don't know what she was praying, whether it's Jesus. I don't know what was happening to her. What kind of prayer are you praying? There are many righteous Christians, righteous looking Christians, under the influence of Satan. Because they say, pray. you are praying to the sky. Pray, you are praying through somebody. Listen, I'm not being stupid this morning. You will suffer in this world. You will suffer. You are supposed to pray by the Spirit to the Father. How can you be praying? You know, the disciples told Jesus, pray to the Father on our behalf. Jesus, oh, let me put it in the terms you understand. The disciples say, send Jesus, pray for us. Jesus said, I cannot pray to the Father on your behalf because the Father himself loves you. People, Jesus refused. You see all these people that you are praying through or to? Them too, they don't want. I hope you know. You are putting them in problem. Somebody said, I saw a woman crying. I said, what if she's crying that you should stop what you are doing? Say, I saw she was crying blood. Maybe because the thing is paying her to a point of blood. That she said, stop. This thing you are doing is all messed up. Stop it. Say, Pastor, you have started. You have started. You have started. People don't like truth. Even Jesus came to his own. His own received him not. Because of their practices. I met somebody one time on a sick bed, about to die. Diagnosed of cancer. Terrible situation. I said, I want to lay hands. Say, no, I believe in my chest. I said, I want to lay hands on you. Say, no, I'm rude. I said, I want to. I said, what kind of problem is this one? I don't know. The situation was so bad, peeing, pooing on your body. Yet, lay hands on. He said, lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's your bad head. He said, lay your hands on the sick. Are you here this wonderful morning? Like when Donna, you know that day, this Donna brother was giving a testimony. Come, I don't know if you heard that testimony that day. In this church, I'm not the only one that works in the miraculous. See his elder brother there. Come. So that you will see that we're not saying rubbish. This man was not strong in the anointing, so he fell sick. But he had an elder brother. Who understood the word? Are you listening to me? Live testimony. They diagnose you of what? Say that your problem you had. Paralysis. This small boy, paralysis. They have not started life. They say he has paralysis. From where? Uju. That's his village. Paralysis. I think he's a potential first class student if I'm not mistaken. So they had first class, they sent paralysis. This one, the younger, the elder brother, he looks younger. When he heard the case, he said, I remember the words that I heard from God, from prophet. He said, when I went to the hospital, I saw him, was on a wheelchair on the bed. He said, I told him, what's your name again? Fortune. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. He said, sir, I feel weak. I feel. He said, rise up and walk. As I'm talking, be listening to me. Some of you that want to finish this and go and watch match, you will not understand. When paralysis hits you, they are talking now, you are thinking of Mayu. You think we don't know what we are saying, Abi? And some of you have the impetus to come from Okpoga. You are joking with your life. Some of you, Zaki. You are joking with your life. You don't know where you are coming from. He told this young man, stand up and walk. The doctors were watching. The guy was scared. He didn't feel any strength. But as he stood up, he said, strength entered him. And he began to walk. Now imagine your elder brother don't have eternal life. Are you on wheelchair? How will you walk? If you are the eldest person in your house, have it. Understand this fire. Are you listening to me? You are there toasting women around. What if you have paralysis? Who will you toast? Everybody you have toast will leave you. Have the anointing verse. It's the greatest tease. The greatest of tease. Bible even said because of the anointing, the maidens, they love thee. Maidens in scriptures are virgins. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. He said, when you are anointed, all those new women that have not ever never knew, he said, they are the ones that will be like you. Then you choose one. That's what the Bible said. One. Am I? I hope people are not feeling offended. I'm just explaining scriptures. Not dressing and putting pink lips, all those yeah things. No. No. Just the anointing. Is that not why you love me? Just see the guy, this kind of fresh woman. She loves me. Not just fresh. Oh. Fresh woman with first class. On campus, never build me 10K. Never. Even 5K never build me. I gave on my own accord. Some of you pass degree. I need a man of caniba. Never beat me up. I'm the one that buys suya on my own accord. Never beat me. I had peace of mind till I got married. Never said, Pastor Mike, can you borrow me 50K? You get one birthday, my wife won't do like that. I won't scatter everywhere. No. We did one of our birthday in Star Sharma with nothing. We went to Star Sharma. She said, Pastor Mike, what are we doing here? I said, to sit. When we're done, we stood up and left. Nothing was bought. I paid her transport 150. She went home. I legged to a distance. I took Keke to my old house. And I went back home. She said, this is one of the best birthday of my life. I knew it was a lie. I thank God. Because, I remember one day I was asking her, Mati, why do you... She said, Kai, because of the anointing. She said, the way you talk, Pastor Simon, the way you... I said, Now, wow. She's here. You can ask her if I'm lying. Do you understand? Why would you like me, Pastor Simon? You know, the way you move, the way you joke. Hi, Pastor Simon. I say, stop it. I'm able to toast her. If you hear the way I toast her, but some of you here will laugh. How did I toast her? Coke bottle. I say, me and you, we look like we match. What if you marry? Say, Pastor Samuel, you can joke a lot. I say, yes, I'm joking actually. That's the toast. Then they say she went back home. They say she was crying. That she could not sleep. That I joked that I was going to be her wife. I heard the story. Some of you have talked, you have composed. Oh, they still say, no. Tell somebody, be anointed. You see this tall man now, he's getting married. Before he got married, the kind of trouble I face in this church. No, don't even clap. You hear that somebody is fighting. Somebody, I say, what is this? I thought Pastor Peter liked me, but I didn't. I see, tall like this. I saw a problem in my office. There's one long one that was crying one time. I said, yeah, why are you crying? I said, as you are long like this, you are crying for this person here? You think it's height you need? From this experience, you need the anointing. No, that's all. I was shocked. I looked at the lady there. I saw him here. I said, why the tears? The anointing. Are you listening to me? Get anointed. Be on your feet as we pray in the spirit. Bless the name of the Lord. Give him worship. Give him praise. Blessed be your name, Almighty God. Lift your voice. Rapakasha baka baba 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 baba. I can hear you. Somebody pray. Shaba baba 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 baba. Go ahead. I'm a victor, never a victim. I can hear you. I can hear you. Say it like you mean it. Shout it like you mean it. Shabababababa. God does not care about the source of the problems in your life. He doesn't care, like scripture said. He doesn't care about where you're coming from. He doesn't care about where you're coming from, your background. He doesn't care. He asks the man, do you want to get well? He can take you to any height from where you are. He can take you to any level. He's our glory, the lifter of our heads. Shapakata basoka bababaya. I can hear you, somebody. A shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, a shield for me, my glory, the lifter. Never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name, so much power in your name. They say it is mountains can be moved. They say his chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name, so much power in your name. Of the immovable, break the unbreakable. Lord, we believe. Go ahead, lift up a cry in prayer. I'm a victor. My status is changing now. Pakababa tekete baya kubaraka babaya. I can hear you pray, somebody.
Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe.
Impossible.
We see.
song that says, mountains are steep and more. Lift your hands everywhere, everybody, under the sound of my voice. Lift your voice. Lift your hands.
Mountains are still being moved. Bodies are still being raised. God, we believe. Yes, we can see. These walls are still what you do. Giants are still being slain. Cause yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. What you do.
Worship you. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands here. Lord, you are glory, the lifter of our heads. And if you are this meeting tonight, things are shifting, our status are shifting in the realm of the spirit. In the name of, now lift your hands. I just feel like God is doing something very unique. And pray in the spirit while your hands are up. I have comment in the name of the Lord. Your hands up, pray in the spirit. Something is shifting in the atmosphere. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is shifting. There's something happening in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us tonight. Pray.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
The battle is over.
The battle below.
The time for tears is over. Lord,
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Yes, I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't be there. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages.
Every war he wages.
Yeah, come on now. See, I'm not backing down.
I'm not backing down.
Hey, cause I know how the story is. Come on, sing it. Yes, I know. Sing, I'm gonna see ya. Enemy meant for evil, and he turned it for good.
Hey,
he turned it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy and you turn it for good. Jesus turned it for my good. Hey, you take what the enemy meant. And you turn it for my good. Thank you, Jesus.
For someone here, I perceive strongly in my heart that's your testimony. That the Lord will take what the enemy meant for evil and he will turn it for your good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has
turned it around.
He has
turned it around.
What the
enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good.
There's something I see in the realm of the spirit, and I want us to pray a particular prayer. Now, everyone pray this prayer. Lord, whatever you wanted to use as a source of my success and prosperity in life, even if I missed it, Lord, reveal it to me tonight. Because, listen, see why we pray this prayer. In the realm of the spirit, I'm seeing a lady. You are in a particular thing. You are studying something, but your heart is going towards a direction. And you are seeing the possibility of making it big time, even financially, in that area. But you are wondering. You are wondering. I'm not saying leave what you are doing now. No, don't leave. You can graduate. But still pursue what the Lord is laying on your heart. Are you listening? And that drove me to say, everybody, we should pray in this direction. That Lord, whatever I'm supposed to know, whatever I'm supposed to do, that will determine my success financially, reveal it to me. May whatever I'm doing right now, if probably it is not, it let it not become my distraction. Pray it from the depth of your heart, from the very depth of your heart. Let my eyes be open to that possibility. For someone here, you have faced shame and pain and several sorrows. But the Lord is going to use that you have suffered for your good. He's going to use it for your good. In the name of Jesus, let's be seated. Whatever it will take, don't steal. Don't do any form of evil to get money. Are you listening to me? No matter what it takes. You can always have excuse to fail, but refuse to fail. Refuse to fail. I said that because I felt it so strong in my heart. Don't do anything evil. Don't compromise your faith for money. Are you all listening to me? You can get successful the right way. Tell your neighbor that. Hallelujah.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.